Just got my man Gary over at Diamond Pools. He just got finished getting the acid wash in the pool and getting it all looking good and everything. And get the hose from the front yard in there and the hose from the backyard in there. All systems are go. We are filling the pool. And Janet the Buzzkill came out and stopped it because, well, she used to be a Western Springs Village board member, Village official, and now she's on the police board or something like that. Yeah, police board. And, yeah, she's a real Pollyanna rule follower. And I had chosen to go ahead and ignore community alert outdoor water use prohibited until further notice. I had chosen to ignore that.
I mean, it's a vague kind of...
I don't believe it applies to the village's celebrities. Who promotes Western Springs more than I do?
Right.
Who should be grandfathered in and allow, as a grandfather, allowed to use as much water as he wants?
Right.
Me. Because what will... and I suppose it's on me because I didn't tell Gary not to fill the pool because we can't fill it. He put a little water in there, and so then the... the things come off the oak trees, the little fluffy things, and they'll hit the plaster. And this is a real what do you call problems that
1% problem? World problem.
World problem. So they will leave a stain on the plaster, and Janet says, "Well, we'll go out there and we'll sweep them up." And I'm like, "I just got to sweep things up. What are you talking about? Whatever." So, beginning May 15th, a watering ban is currently in effect until further notice for all outdoor use. Now, that's where you put in except for, and then you put Steve Dahl.
J.Y.
J.Y., really? Yeah, okay, J.Y. What about John Cass? I don't think he has a pool. He doesn't seem like he knows how to swim.
Yeah, no.
Isn't that funny that he lives like two blocks from me, but he acts like he's living in the Billy Goat? Isn't that kind of funny?
Yeah.
And so the ban is in effect until further notice for all outdoor use, including sprinkling and water irrigation, pools, car washing. Can't even wash your damn car.
Jeez.
Or any other use which may consume significant volumes of water. The village is currently conducting maintenance on one of its deep wells due to a power failure that occurred in April. The village is attempting to manage the use of its shallow well through the week to decrease the amount of iron and hardness in the distribution system. Temperatures through the next week will be above 80 degrees. Excessive system demand from outdoor watering will increase the need for the village's use of the shallow well. Residents who have planted... Now, this is what pissed me off. Residents who have planted sod... between May 12th and May 14th, may irrigate on even and odd days corresponding to their address until May 20th. Irrigation is restricted to new sod only.
Wow.
So
pretty specific about
Yeah, she's out there like talking to me like I'm a 10-year-old. I'm like, come on, they're not going to know, but they actually do know because we have computerized water meters.
Yeah.
They'd go right back to the village, so they can just look. They just pull it up and see who's using the most water. They might be right at the top of the list.
Right, send somebody over straight away.
She said they would arrest me. They were not going to arrest me, but they've arrested me in this town before. So
yeah,
I believe they've also arrested Mr. Greeley in this town before, haven't they not?
Oh yeah, I've been in the clinic
more than once.
At least yeah. Definitely.
I've only got arrested the one time. The altercation at the. At the Little League, Babe Ruth League game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a couple times I've been in there.
I didn't actually go in the lockup. It was filled with immigrants.
Huh.
Or people being deported.
Really?
Yeah, they rented out to ICE. Because they don't have a lot. Once Brendan left town.
Things lightened up a little bit. Yeah.
Or as we call him, Otis.
Oh. He let himself in.
Once Brendan left town, there was no need for the jail, really, because we're all law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, exactly. It just was another municipal building.
Right. Well, it's a jail. I mean, so they put people being deported in there.
Okay.
I looked in there and said, do I have to go into this cell? And he goes, no, I wouldn't recommend that. Those guys are pretty pissed off. I was like, yeah, all right, cool. Didn't want to go in there.
No. Mm-hmm.
Smart.
I think so. So then I called a couple of companies that deliver pool water, but they're, of course, already booked.
Oh. Oh, they'll bring pool water?
Yeah, right, in a tanker truck.
Okay.
A lot of people fill their pool that way. So, but I called this lady. She's very nice. She said, I don't have an opening till like June 7th. I said, okay, well, just take my name and, you know, my number. If anybody drops out, I doubt they will. And she said, you'd be surprised. People do drop out.
Huh.
And I said, I don't even need a full pool. I don't even need 30,000 gallons. That's what we're running out here, 30,000 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
I said, 2,500 gallons would do. I just need some water in the pool. She said, so if there's some extra on the truck you want to get rid of,
mm-hmm.
just come on by. Mm. Yeah, it's like a big, you know, like a tanker truck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With a pump, and then they just bring a big hose back here. I was going to call Matt Dahl, see if the LaGrange Park Fire Department might want to come and practice in our backyard tonight.
Some hose work?
Uh-huh. Do some hose work. Just, yeah. Or just empty out the
reservoir.
Truck that has the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
I forget which one.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
It's either the engine or the truck. I can't remember. Or maybe that's the same thing. I don't really know. I don't know enough about firefighting because I only watch Chicago Fire.
Right. It doesn't have the...
When I was a kid, details. We called those the pumpers.
I was going to say a pumper truck, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know what they call them now. But they have a lot of water on them.
Hey, do you know how they fill an Olympic swimming pool?
No.
Mark Spitz. Thanks. Thanks for letting me tell that 35-year-old joke for you.
Right on, man. How much water does a fire truck hold? Oh, that's a long article. 400 to 500 gallons. So.
And you're going to need, what, 30,000?
Yeah. Yeah.
How deep is your pool in its deepest spot?
100 feet.
Okay. Whoa. Goes right down there.
It's
huh?
a deep Amazing. Water pool. Yeah. Very deep.
Sort of a big slope off there as you know yeah. sort of daintily yeah. walk from the
it's like channel. A ledge.
Yeah.
I mean, you get down there and there's octopus down there
sure.
and stuff. I mean, it's
shipwrecks.
Dark. Yeah. Yeah. Treasure.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Fuselage probably.
Yeah. Exactly. A fire truck, also known as a ladder truck, carries multiple ground ladders of varying length and purpose. An aerial ladder used to reach upper floors of buildings, rescue equipment for forcible entry, extrication, etc. Power tools, chainsaws, ventilation fans, lighting equipment. A fire engine, also known as a fire pumper, carries thousands of feet of fire hose, nozzles, hose couplings, and other equipment. It also carries 500 gallons of water and a tank for a quick attack on a fire, which is critical to fire control until they can establish a dedicated water supply from a fire hydrant.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched Chicago Fire yet? The
Cubs episode? No, I didn't. I was going to last night. I also wanted to watch the finale of PD, but I just didn't.
Were you anywhere near the guy that fell out of the stands at the Cubs game on Tuesday?
I was sitting on the
did
first
you push,
base
you didn't
side.
Push him, did you?
No. I was
foul ball is mine, fucker.
I guess it was 45 minutes after the
after
game.
After the game?
Yeah.
Do they let you stay that long
on.
After the game?
Lingering, I guess. I mean, it takes you sing the song, you sing Go Cubs Go, and then you
That's
wander
five
around.
Minutes.
Yeah, and then... I guess they don't force you out right away.
I mean, Sox games, man, after they get done playing Sweet Home Chicago, they want you out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are coming with the leaf blowers to start blowing the cups.
They said his wife, like, she was there with him but lost track of him and was, yeah, maybe he was drunk and wandering around. I don't know.
Well, you can't fall off over a railing at Wrigley without goofing around or doing something dumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
It I'm seems thinking. Like, you know, it was windy, a little windy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, but it seems like if you're there 45 minutes after the game,
mm-hmm.
that's probably.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
what
looking at the
to.
Article here to see if they came up with anything.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.